Normally, I suppose I would have felt like kicking Chutsky for offering up Dexter's tender skin on the altar of unnecessary danger. But as it happened, I agreed, just this once. It was clear to me that someone with a little bit of common sense should tag along. And looking around our gathering, counting everyone, that left me. "That's right," I said. "Besides, we can always call in for backup if it gets sticky." Apparently, that was exactly the wrong thing to say. Deborah glared at me, and then marched over to me and stood 1/4 of an inch away from my face. "Give me your phone," she said. "What?" "No," she barked, and she held out her hand. "It's a brand new BlackBerry," I protested. But it was very clear that I was either going to hand it over or lose the use of my arms under a barrage of her arm punches, so I gave it to her. "Yours too, Chutsky," she said, stepping over to him. He just shrugged and handed over his phone. "Bad idea, babe," he said. "I'm not having one of you clowns panic and fuck it up," she said. She trotted back to her car and threw the phones into the front seat, hers too, and then came back to us. "Listen, Debbie, about the phones," Chutsky said. But she cut him off immediately. "God damn it, Chutsky, I have to do this, and I have to do this now, my way, without worrying about Miranda or any of that shit. And if you don't like it, shut up and go home." She yanked at the chain and it fell open. "But I'm going in, and I'm going to find Samantha, and I'm going to take down Bobby Acosta," she said. And she yanked the lock off its chain and kicked at the gate. It bounced open with a tortured squeal, and my sister glared at Chutsky and then at me. "See you later," she said, and she whipped away through the gate. "Debs, hey, Debbie, come on," Chutsky said. She ignored him and marched on into the park. Chutsky sighed and looked at me. "Okay, buddy," he said. "I got the right flank, you got the left. Let's move out." And he followed Deborah through the gate. Have you ever noticed that no matter how often we all talk about freedom, we never seem to have any? There were few things in the world I wanted to do less than follow my sister into the park, where a very obvious trap was set for us, and, if everything went really well, the best I could hope for was having Samantha Aldevar ruin my life. If I truly had any freedom at all, I would have taken Deborah's car and gone down to Calle Ocho for a palomilla steak and an iron beer. But, like everything else in the world that sounds good, freedom is an illusion. And in this case, I had no more choice than a man strapped into Old Sparky who was told he's free to stay alive as long as he can when they throw the switch. I looked up at Roger the Pirate. His smile looked kind of mean all of a sudden. "Quit smirking," I told him. He didn't answer. I followed my sister and Chutsky into the park.